Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. Good evening. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules Johnson from beautiful Southern California, where I think I can safely say the drought is now over. And I'm so glad that you could all be with us tonight, whether you're listening live or listening through a download or on YouTube. I am thrilled that you have chosen to be with us during this most incredible show. Now, about tonight, originally we were supposed to have a very dear friend of ours, Sonia Ricotta, who was going to introduce us to the day. Well, because there's some really, really exciting developments that are occurring that we really couldn't talk about that yet, we decided to postpone the announcement until a later date. Well, that happened last Wednesday, and I thought, okay, now I'm without a guest. What am I going to do? Well, within 10 minutes, I was contacted by Joe Dunning's assistant, Deb, about coming on the show. And I'm going to be truthful. I had not heard of Joe Dunning before, so I started to do some research and came back within 15 minutes and said, oh, my God. Of course, I am so, so honored to have Joe on my show. And can she possibly come on this Sunday? And even though Joe is traveling, she agreed to call in from her trip. So I'm just ecstatic. And I normally feel that everything happens for the most perfect reason. And this just served as proof positive to me. I knew immediately that there was a divine reason for Joe Dunning to be here on my show tonight. So I want you to gather up all your friends, all your relatives, all your loved ones, and become an active participant in this show tonight. So let me go ahead and introduce her now. Joe Dunning is a gifted healer, channel, and psychic, as well as a national spiritual teacher. She is clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. I think I said that right. Anyway, Greg Brandon wrote about Joe in his book, The Isaiah Effect, as he witnessed her sealing a man's skull with just her fingers. Yet she dismisses the idea that hers are extraordinary powers, emphasizing that she is an ordinary person and those abilities are available to everybody. Today, when she speaks to groups at conferences, retreats, or on the radio and television, she's able to use this powerful energy to assist the entire audience simultaneously as she carries on an interesting, delightful conversation about her views on life. At the end of each presentation, those who have listened to her voice often find that their health issues are relieved, their minds are calm, their personality conflicts have resolved, and their life starts to flow once again. Yes, I am thrilled that Joe is with us tonight. And before, Joe, I know you're there. See, you can tell how excited I am.
I hear that. It's wonderful. I'm very excited to be here, too.
Oh, listen, before we start talking and learning everything that about you, can you tell us about this healing process that will be occurring tonight as people listen to our show?
Sure, I'd be happy to, and I am just delighted to have an opportunity to assist in this way. And what I would like to do tonight is something that I often do on this kind of a show, and that is to offer healing energy, life-changing energy, I prefer the word, or restorative energy, that it will be available to everyone on the show, everyone who's listening, or anyone who replays this recording. This energy will be coming through to help make changes in your life. And so what I would like to do with everyone is have you make a list of maybe five or perhaps even six items that you feel are bothering you, they're in your way, they hold you back. And then during the conversation that we'll be having during the show, the energy will be sent specifically to you to address those items. So you actually are the one in charge, which is a huge part of what I like to share in teaching, is that the work that is really important to me is to empower others on your individual path and to help to relieve those areas that you feel are in your way. So probably two or three times, hopefully three times during the show, we'll stop the conversation and I'll say, it's time to put together another list. So that's what we're doing right now. We are putting together, you are writing down or bringing to mind five or six items that you'd like to have different in your life. And that can be perhaps something that's going on in your personality that you would like to have different. Maybe you find that you have some fears or phobias or addictions, or perhaps you find that you're too critical or judgmental, or perhaps you would like you feel like you your self-esteem is not good, or you think you're not smart enough, or your body shape isn't right. Anything that may be going on in your personality, those are items that you could address. Also, if you have health issues going on, you can address those health issues. If you have something perhaps going on in a relationship that is bothersome to you, for example, you feel alone or unloved or not well heard or not recognized, or perhaps you are lonely, or maybe you haven't found a partner. So the areas in relationship that are bothersome to you, and that could be in your primary relationship, like with your partner, your loved one, your husband or spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, or it could be in relationships with your children or your brothers and sisters or parents, aunts and uncles. So it could be that family circle relationship, or it could also be relationship with friends or at work. Any area of your work that you feel like is in your way, maybe you're not using your talents or your skills or your creativity, so you feel stifled or held back or unrecognized, unappreciated, or not well compensated for your efforts. So you could bring any of those, any one of those could be an item, or you could have perhaps financial issues where you feel like you're struggling to pay the bills and you're unable to contribute to your family the way you'd like to, or provide for your children or yourself the way that you would like to, so financial issues. Perhaps you had events in childhood that were difficult for you, maybe abusive situations, or maybe the loss of a loved one or a divorce or something that went on in childhood. So all of these, any of these, and any others that you can think of that are things that you feel get in your way now, that they block you and or limit you, hold you back, restrict you in some way, then that could be one of the five or six items that we'll address starting in just a moment. So I'm continuing to talk a little bit and give you ideas so that you can start jotting things down. And as I mentioned, we'll probably stop three times during the show, and you'll be able to put together another list of items. And just by having it there, either written down on a list or you bring it to mind, either one, some of you may not be someplace where you can write something down, then the energy will be coming through via the magnificence of a radio connection. So you, the being there listening, are receiving the sound waves, the voice waves, that will carry this focus to you. And whenever this recording is replayed, again, it will carry the healing energies to you. So if you would now just bring to mind those five or six items that you would like to have different in your life, those five or six things that you feel are holding you back or limiting you or somehow in your way. Just bring them to mind briefly, just briefly, like my relationship or this disease or my money or whatever it is, just very briefly, and then let it go. And just sit back and enjoy the conversation that will come up. And we will stop again in a little while and do another little piece of the transformational energy work. And if you prefer not to be involved in having any of the energy come to you, then just don't pick any items, and that's just fine. You are the one in charge. This is about empowering you. So we really get to have a wonderful opportunity to be together in ways that will serve you the best. So that's what we'll be doing, and that's what we have just started to do now.
Sounds fabulous.
Great.
And we have got a lot of listeners tuned in too at the moment. I can see it on everything. So everybody is loving this. I can tell already.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know that many times the people will send an email after the show or even during the show sometimes, and they talk about what they're noticing and the changes that are taking place in their life. And so you're welcome to send a comment. I mean, it's just, we are just so grateful when we receive the information from all of the listening audience of the changes that took place after the shows. And as I mentioned, some people in past shows have gone back into the archives and replayed the same show many times. And each time you can do a new list of items. So you have so many opportunities to make changes in your life. So it's just a wonderful way to really begin to transform things very rapidly.
How wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, my pleasure, actually. My pleasure.
Well, may we go on and talk about your incredible journey from the very beginning?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Let's see, where to start? My background, I was raised in a pretty normal, average family, loving parents and brothers and sisters, and a very nice relationship to religion, and go on Sunday, and a belief that kind of sustained me through the week. So it was a very comfortable upbringing. And I, through my youth, began to look into some other ways of noticing about what happens in the world. And by that, I mean crystals and pyramids and hands-on healing and spoon bending. And, you know, I was young and very interested in what is out there in this amazing world. And I have to tell you, I was probably the worst at any of those things of anyone in the groups that I attended or the small classes I went to. I couldn't do a thing. And I really think what was going on was my mind was in the way. And I believe many people discover that our mind can just run a number on us and get in our way so often in so many aspects of our life. And I have a tremendous fascination now as an adult with the mind and how it functions and the way it works to create our reality and the ways that we can begin to shift how our mind is operating and therefore change our reality. So I have a fascination with the role of the mind in our developing consciousness. And then there reaches a point in our development where the role of the mind is to step out of the way and allow us to be step forward then as the magnificent spiritual beings that we are. And by spiritual, what I mean is that those parts of us that are present beyond the three-dimensional world. And that's what I mean by spiritual. Those parts that are not the everyday 3D personality, ego, mind, survival, and instead it is the magnificent being that dwells inside of each and every one of us that is wise, profoundly wise, deeply connected to all of life, aligned eternally with our source, and forever receiving, always receiving information and guidance and support and direction from that source. So we have a mind, and then it steps aside, and then we move into this other magnificent way of being in the world. And so I have a fascination with how that happens and how to accelerate that process. And for me, I went through a great deal of reading in a wide variety of spiritual areas about the different religions and different beliefs, metaphysics, quantum physics, all kinds of things. And I really thought that I understood about life and how it worked, and thought I understood the answers to most of the questions about life and how it works. And very soon I realized that I really didn't know a thing about it. And all I really had was everyone else's ideas about how it works. Everyone I had read in the books or seen on videos or on television, gone to workshops. And it was kind of a accepting or a surrendering to those concepts because they made sense to me. They seemed to match my mental need for proof and facts and validity and sequence and all of those mind kinds of things. So they made sense to me. And I began, probably 20 years ago or so, two things that transformed my life. The first was, I took on a discipline called the prayer of the heart, or praying without ceasing. And that was a repetitive prayer that said with each and every breath, inhale and exhale, every moment I was awake. And of course, that is a huge challenge to do because we have a mind, and the mind wants to think about the past. It wants to think about the future. It wants to plan and make lists and organize and focus and all of those kinds of things. And, of course, if I'm repeating this prayer, and the piece that was required was repeat the prayer with the attention, your mind, your attention, focused in your heart. So there was no time left for the mind to do its usual ramblings and lectures and conversations, internal conversations and planning, that sort of thing. And that began to open my heart in just profound ways that I had never before experienced. And I could begin to really feel some wonderful, wonderful body sensations of deep divine love flowing through. And because of that deep connection, that strong connection with the divine, I made a special request of God, of Source, one night. And my request was, I don't care what it takes. I don't care what you have to do. I want to be moved to the next levels of consciousness and of connection. And do it, and do whatever you have to do to see that that happens. And I felt very comfortable making that request because I had this love current flowing through me that I knew I was fine no matter what happened to me in life. I knew I would be fine. It didn't matter. It didn't matter if I died. I mean, nothing mattered. I knew I was fine. And because of that, I made this request. And a few weeks later, my request was answered in ways I had never predicted. And I went through a home invasion, which was very traumatic. And there's probably very little reason that I survived any of that, except that perhaps it was divinely ordained, for which I am grateful. And as I was recovering from that, I realized immediately.
You had a shooting. Correct.
That's correct. Someone came into my home and murdered the person I was there with and shot me, leaving us both for dead. And that was a real wake-up call. I mean, that was a sudden transformation of my belief system because the next day I realized that I didn't know anything about life. I didn't know why I wasn't dead. I didn't know why I was alive. I didn't know how I had survived or who I would be with having gone through that kind of an event. And what I did realize that was that everything I had ever learned made no sense to me because it was someone else's idea. And all that remained inside of me were two beliefs. And I had the belief that everything in life comes as it's a benefit. It's intended for my benefit, everything in life. And so it's up to me to unfold this event into something wonderful for myself instead of what everyone was predicting would happen, which would be tremendous psychological damage. And it was up to me to make it into a gift. And the other belief that remained was a belief that inside of me and inside of everyone is a place that knows how to get us from where we are to where we want to be. And so with those two beliefs, and that's really about all that was left of my personality, of my belief systems, of my mind's ability to focus, were those two awarenesses. I began to search for and finally discover my guidance system. And what I've discovered is there is a similar guidance system for everyone. And so it's essential that we find our guidance, and it's internal. It's not pendulums and cards and coins and any of the other ways that we can do that are external. This is something that is going inside of us with our first breath, and it follows us all the way until our last breath. And once I found that guidance system, I followed it impeccably. People would say religiously. Whatever that guidance system was leading me to, I trusted it because I had no other source of direction. And it was what I chose to try to see if it would really take me back into wholeness. And that was all I was looking for, was wholeness. However, after a short while, I began to realize that wholeness was certainly possible, and not only possible, but there was a whole realm of experiences, divine experiences, that are available to everyone, every single moment, that we can, in fact, lead ourselves through and to. We can lead ourselves beyond the mind and into what quantum physics is now discovering to be true. And there are ways now to be in this world that are just phenomenal, phenomenal, and available to everyone. I am not unusual. I am a regular, ordinary person, and I happen to be doing kind of extraordinary things right now, only because everyone else hasn't yet discovered that it's available. And so we all have this kind of an opportunity. Excuse me, I just knocked my laptop off of the desk. We all have this opportunity to really begin to grow and experience things in whole new ways. And what I first experienced was I walked up to a friend and gave her a hug, and I heard a loud tearing noise. And that loud tearing noise was actually the adhesions from her appendix surgery that she had had years before, and that was the sound of the adhesions letting go. Because what she said was, I don't know what just happened, however, the pain in my side just stopped. And I hadn't known anything about a pain in her side. It was just a spontaneous flowing through of the connection that had been made internally as a result of the event I'd been through and the alignment now with Source in a new way. And then shortly after that, I would have so much energy coming through my hands that if I set my hands on skin, it would burn an enormous handprint, a bright, bright red handprint, which would then last about a month. It would be like a sunburn that then turned golden brown and then faded away, except there was no discomfort with it. It was just the color. So there was energy coming through me in new ways. And then shortly after that, I realized I was able to actually see inside the body. And that happened when a friend came to me and said, can you help me with my back? I understand strange things kind of happen around you sometimes. And I realized I could see inside the body. And it was very simple then, just to realign the vertebrae and the little broken piece off the vertebrae that had happened in an auto accident years before. And the pain was done. And that's, I heard you mention about Greg Braden and his book, The Isaiah Effect. And yes, in fact, it was possible then just to see the crack in the man's skull. Greg was there and Dunbelow was there, and this elderly gentleman fell and hit his head on the concrete. He fell without even being able to break his fall, and I heard his head crack. And I was the first one there. I was standing just a few feet away, and could see that there was a cut and some bleeding over by his ear and down on his neck. But what was really important to me was that he had a bad concussion going on, a crack in his skull and brain trauma. And so it was simple being able to see inside to just begin to close that crack. Now, of course, visually to those around, Greg and Drunbelo and the others that came, visually what they saw was the cut heal up and the bleeding stop and that sort of thing. My focus was on the concussion. And, of course, about 15 minutes later, the EMTs arrived quickly, and about 15 minutes later, they were finished and had done all of their tests and blood pressure and respiration, all those things, and they just looked at the man and said, "You're a very lucky man. You're just fine. You can go home with your wife." And that was a delightful ending to that particular scene. And I turned to Drunvalo and I said, "You know, he'll never know what happened, will he?" And Drunvalo just kind of smiled and laughed and winked. It was like, yes, of course, you know, this is how life happens sometimes. And so I began to have people start coming to me and say, "Can you help with this particular situation?" And I didn't have any particular interest in being a healer. I was a high school science and math teacher. And eventually people began coming. I finally said, "Fine, I will put together a little small group." And that was about 15 years ago. And very soon I upped my teaching job. And then I was asked if I could, it's time to make a new list. Can we do that?
Yes.
Can we make a new list now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Do you have to stop for commercials or anything? I don't know.
No, we're running through with you. Nothing
okay.
is more important than talking to you.
Okay. So I have to just remind people to bring to mind 5 or 6 new items that you would like to have different in your life. Bring them to mind or write them down. And the energy will start addressing those. Well, I'm just pausing for a moment as that gets started. Okay, that's great. So we'll continue now with this second list of items. Good. All right, so that's underway now. So people began finally to say, "Joe, would you show us how to do what you're doing?" And, of course, I didn't know how to show anyone how to do it. It had happened spontaneously for me. And what I finally did was I began watching exactly what is it that I'm able to do that perhaps everyone could do. And maybe they didn't need to be able to see what's going on in the aura and the energy field and know how to shift the different frequencies that are visible in the aura when there's something going on that's difficult for a person. And it's very easy to shift those vibrationally. And I thought, what could I show someone to do? And not too long after that, when I begin to ask the universe for assistance, as we all discover when we ask the universe for assistance, we are given the answers. So I was shown how to pass the ability from me to others. So it comes from source, and through an initiation form, it is able to be passed from source through to these individuals so that any individual can have the ability then to make dramatic changes in other people's lives just by following a few really simple steps then that I show them to do. So the most difficult part was learning how to pass this ability on to others and then just train them how to use it. And that that now has become a training program, actually, that is a way that people can come and learn how to do a technique that's now being called the pulse technique, because generally when we are aligned with source, we can feel this magnificent rhythmical pulsing going on. It's delightful. And
I just tell you, in California, we've just experienced a small earthquake.
Oh, my goodness. When did that happen?
Just now.
Oh, my goodness.
So I just wanted to let you know that energy is moving here.
So where are you located?
I'm in Southern California. It was very small, but we just had one.
Well, that's pretty amazing. I wonder where the epicenter was. That's That's amazing. Amazing things happen as we are doing energy work. Now, did the earthquake happen because of this? Heck, I don't know. I don't have any idea. But we do find that very unusual things happen during this level of energy work because it's going out to wherever there's a listener. And if you have listeners all around the world, this energy is being transmitted to them right now. So it's kind of wrapping our planet and embracing it. So for anyone that wants to learn how to do these kinds of techniques, it's simple now to just go through an initiation process, spend a weekend, and receive the training to learn how to do it. And in fact, the next training program is coming up the end of February. So that's available for anyone who'd like to receive that. And if you want to experience some of the energy work, some of the ways that I'm able to offer that free of charge to people is like through radio shows like this, so replay the show. And the other ways are two teleconferences every single month that are absolutely free, so that any place in the world you can call in and receive a life-changing, powerful energy work just by being on the phone call, just as the listening audience is today. You don't need to participate in terms of conversation or identifying yourself, so it's completely confidential. And those are the second Thursday of each month. There's a teleconference for an hour that's the pulse technique. So that's a way to experience what will be taught the end of February, which is the pulse technique. And that technique is done multiple times during that one-hour conference, and you get to choose a new item for each time, so you can make some wonderful changes in your life. And then the other time to experience energy work by teleconference that is offered free is the last Tuesday of each month.
The next one is next Tuesday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's right.
Friday night.
Oh, that's great. That's this coming Tuesday, yes. So those of you who would like to be on a call with me and receive energy work, I'll be doing that next Tuesday. And if you want to get those phone numbers, you can go to the website, which is joedunning.com. And Joe is spelled J-O. So it's J-O-D-U-N-N-I-N-G.com. And you'll be able to find the free monthly teleconference and get the information for that or for the training program. The one that I'm doing on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, and the one that's the last Tuesday of each month is, I call it kind of my cutting edge offering that I make, because I never know what process will be offered to the group. And it is usually something that I have never offered before to any group, and I never offer again to any group. It's something that is just needed right then by the particular people on that call. And so usually it has to do with upgrading the energy systems in the body, transforming the energy field, increasing the powers of manifestation, a stronger alignment with source, clearer guidance, things that have to do with a transformation of consciousness. So it's a time to really do the kind of cutting edge energy work for people who really want to advance rapidly in their consciousness. The one on Tuesday night is more designed to really help people in the struggles of everyday life, health, finances, relationship, home, happiness, all of the things that free us up then so we can really move into the spiritual realms. And so there's a little offering for each, every single month, just to help people out. And I always tell people, please call in early to those calls, 10 minutes earlier. So there's only about 300 lines, and they fill up quickly. So if you're calling in, keep calling until you connect through, and call in early so that you can be a part of that call, which is great. And I'm often asked, well, how can it happen that right now I'm sitting in California is where I am, Northern California, and people are sitting in different locations all around the world listening to a radio show or listening to the recording of this show. How is it that this energy work can transform lives of people so far away. And what we're beginning to discover is that most of us were raised that we are limited by the laws of physics, Newtonian physics. That is that two things cannot exist in the same place at the same time, and you can only be in one place at one time. It's physical matter. And so we have been trained in that. Now, fortunately, children coming along now have more information that is in the realm of quantum physics, which is a bona fide scientific study, and it studies the smallest known particles so far. And, of course, that means it is studying what we are composed of. We are composed of the smallest particles grouped together into different ways of functioning. And what's being discovered in quantum physics, and started with the father of quantum physics, Max Klein, but what's being discovered is that these smallest particles can be anywhere at any time. They can be in more than one place at a time. And these particles can go from being visible, like physical matter, into invisible, like vibration or energy, and then back into visible again, and then back into invisible. So these little particles can shift basically from physical matter into energetic matter and back to physical matter. And this is all validated in quantum physics. And these little particles also are always connected. They have like a web that goes through all of the universe that connects all of these little particles, which has also been demonstrated through, through scientific studies. So these little particles are always connected, and because of this, they are able to communicate. So a particle in this present moment can communicate with all the other particles in this present moment, as well as anything in any past moment or future moment. So that means that when we move beyond the physical world, we are not only limited, we are no longer limited by space, meaning the same place at the same time, we are also no longer limited by what we understand to be time, past, present, and future. Now, this is all quantum physics. It's validated, and this is the stuff that we as beings are made of. And these particles within our being are held together by a force, just as they are in the universe. That force is unnamed in the universe by most scientists. The rest of us would call that force spirit, universal consciousness, God, divinity. So we give that power a name. Well, within our being, all of those particles are bound together by this same energy or force, and it is all linked together via our consciousness. So we call that consciousness or awareness within each of us, which is very different than the mind. So we are held together by our consciousness. And so we are, what science has learned is that what is expected to be found when viewing these small little particles in a scientific study is found. So when a scientist is observing these little tiny particles, they do what the observer is wanting, so that the observer has a certain outcome. They want to notice a certain kind of change. They notice that the particles shift depending on the observer, the focus of an observer. That indicates to us that what we expect also is creating the world around us. So we now know that particles in quantum physics can be in more than one place at one time. In the energetic realm or spiritual realm, we call that bilocation, where a person is physically in two or more places at the same time. And many of us have had those experiences. We are perfectly sane, perfectly rational beings, and we are having these experiences of bilocation. And the other thing is these particles can become visible and invisible. That's teleportation. So teleportation is we have a physical object in one location. It becomes invisible, meaning energy. It moves to another location, and it becomes visible, which means back into the physical object again. So we're understanding teleportation, bilocation. We're beginning to understand being psychic, because in quantum physics, they're realizing these little tiny particles are always connected. So we are getting information from each other, from the world, from trees and plants and animals and divine beings and everyone around us, everything around us. So quantum physics is showing now that these particles are all connected through this great divine matrix. And so we now begin to understand why we can be psychic, why we can know events are happening in other parts of the world, why we do know some beloved person just had a joyful event or a difficult event. And so we're beginning now to find why when we make a change in our life right now, we can change our history and we change our future. And so using energy, as we're doing right now during this call, we are changing the present moment. So that list of items that are in the present moment are being energetically changed right now. And it will change what's happening right now. And because there is a change right now, it also links to this matrix, this divine web, back into all of the events that created this moment right now. So all those events are being shifted. The beliefs, the outcome, the understanding, the wisdoms that you gained, all of that is being shifted into something far more magnificent, far more free, far more spontaneous for you. And in the same way, this change right now that's taking place energetically is changing the future that awaits you. So as these changes are taking place in you right now, your next moments and your next days and weeks, months, and years are being shifted into new alignment with the changes that are taking place in you right now. And it's happening energetically within your energy field by a shifting of the belief system. And the belief system is basically thought linked with emotion. So when we have a thought and we link it powerfully with emotion, we have established something that creates out into the universe. And that's called a belief. You become what you believe, you are what you believe. That kind of a statement is about this kind of linking with thought and emotion. That's why so many teachings talk about watch your thoughts, think positive, mind control, focus your mind in certain ways, which are all wonderful teachings. What I would like to work with, my fascination, my love, is to work with what's underneath that. So why is it someone is having a fearful thought? Someone with a fearful thought who tries to control that thought is having a difficult time going all the way back into what created the need or the experiences that finally created the need for that kind of a fearful thought. Energy work, like what's happening right now, is going back into, if, for example, if someone chose a phobia that they have, maybe they're afraid of heights or something, this energy now is tracing back from this point, the phobia, tracing back through finding all of the contributing influences that led to the eventual outcome that's being called a phobia. And it is shifting all of those experiences that were creating this present situation, and therefore the future will also be transformed simultaneously. It's phenomenal. I mean, it's just phenomenal what we are able to do now energetically. And everyone can do this. That's the magnificent part of it. Everyone can do this. And if you aren't already doing it for yourself, then go someplace and get trained in how to do it. And if you want to learn how to energetically shift what is creating the fear in the mind, the thoughts of the mind, the beliefs of the mind, then come learn how to do this kind of a pulse technique that can shift, vibrationally shift, what is creating the need for those kinds of things that are in your way right now. Because we are just programmed to seek pleasure, avoid pain. We're a little bit like a computer, a very fancy computer in some ways, and yet we are programmed with this little on-off switch of seek pleasure, avoid pain. And so as we go through life and we have our experiences in life, they get kind of sorted by, I like this and I want more of it, I don't like that and I don't want any more of it. And so with that kind of a sorting system going on, we begin to establish our beliefs and our opinions and our actions and our words and our thoughts, and we kind of weave our way through life using that sorting device. Well, this particular energy work will go back into the very beginning points where things were being sorted for I like it, I don't like it, and will lift those, we'll call them positive and negative charges, out of the experiences so that you can now become free and you don't have to have a certain kind of force pushing you to behave in certain ways or your personality. People say, well, it pushed my buttons, or it was just an automatic anger response. Of course I would have an automatic anger response. Well, no, probably you would have a response in your animal body for fight or flight, and that would be about the extent of it, fight or flight. And after that, anything beyond that is just the additional additions of the mind, adding on when it thinks about it and builds it up and goes over it and reviews it and creates beliefs. And when we begin to understand that we can change, I call it the cause of the cause. So someone will say, well, I don't like heights because they make me afraid. Well, I like to go another layer deeper and go, why are you afraid? And the energy does that. I don't have to. The mind doesn't have anything to do with it. The energy goes deeper and picks up what needed to be released. There's an example I like to use about how energy can begin to clear the different vibrations. And everything has a vibration. Our personality, our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, everything has a frequency or a vibration to it. And some of those vibrations are very high, meaning very divine and refined, and some of them are very low vibrations, very slow, gross meaning low vibration. And the lower vibrations are anger, guilt, shame, remorse, regret, greed, lust, you know, those kinds of lower vibrations. And then the higher vibrations begin with love, compassion, forgiveness, spontaneity, aliveness, playfulness, those kinds of things are moving up into the higher vibrations. And then we go even beyond those into what would be divine vibrations, where we really are linked ongoing with divinity and can really begin to make profound changes in the world around us. And that's when we can really begin to step out and serve in whole new levels, whole new ways. So.
And Joe, you have talked about, because you're talking about the world, could we get into what you think about the future? Some people call it the end times, new times, or a shift of consciousness that's occurring right now. Can you sort of get into that a little bit?
I'll talk a little bit about that. And my area of expertise is transformation of consciousness, how to assist someone in transforming their consciousness from the mundane, human, everyday into the divine. And at the same time, I have some ideas about what is taking place energetically because I understand a little about the energetics. And right now, we are moving into different vibrations that are becoming available to the entire planet. It's not specialized in one area of the country or another. It's coming into the entire planet where the vibrational rate is raising. And so what used to be common knowledge 100 years ago would now be called antiquated or abusive or a very limited view. And what is becoming common knowledge now would have been called divine or very advanced. And we are now at a place where we are doing another one of those kinds of quantum leaps where the vibration coming in now is gathering all of us, embracing all of us, swooping us up and lifting us, elevating us into another higher vibration where the things that I've been talking about, being able to change your consciousness instantly, beginning to work with energies, bilocation, teleportation, all of that stuff will become common knowledge.
Wow.
And children being born today, many of them have this connection into this common knowledge of, well, yes, of course we can heal ourselves instantly. Yes, of course we can have great loving, compassionate hearts. Yes, of course we can do all of this. So we are all, in as we're moving into what's being called the end times, what we're talking about is the end of what we have been struggling through as a human being. And we are moving to the end of this humanness and into the time of our divine expression. So we are heading into that golden age, or the thousand years of peace, or all of the ways that it's, I think, it's been referred to for historically for thousands and thousands of years. It's been predicted that this time is coming, and we are so fortunate to be alive here in a physical body to experience this. I mean, of all of the billions and billions and billions of souls that could have been chosen to come here to live and incarnate into physical form, each of us here had the magnificent good fortune to be chosen to come here and experience this. This is opportunities for such magnificent spiritual growth, huge transformation of consciousness that we get to have the opportunity to experience. Perhaps billions and trillions and gazillions of other souls are watching or observing, or perhaps benefiting remotely, long distance. We are here in physical body. We are here to experience. We are here to participate in it. And it is such a divine blessing to be awake here now. And as we awaken to this possibility, we will begin to find the avenues to accelerate ourselves. We'll begin to find the teachers and the opportunities and the workshops and the training and all around us that will help uplift us and accelerate and move us even more faster, more rapidly into our awakening of our consciousness, into full divine connection. And each person, every single person on this planet, has someone around them that they have been exposed to who will be an assistant for them. It's divinely ordained, so to speak, that everyone at their level, whatever level of consciousness or awareness is, will be drawn towards those groups, drawn towards those teachers that match who they really are inside in that moment and will help them to take the next step. So there are groups formed all over the world. There are churches. There are ministers. There are healing workshops. There are all kinds of opportunities for every person to reach out and begin to assist and transform themselves and their consciousness. It's just a magnificent time. So, yes, some people call this the end times. What I would prefer to call it is the beginning times, this golden age, the opportunity to really be a participant, an awakened participant in the transformation process. And, of course,
What, in order for us to connect to these higher vibrations, what you're saying is that teachers will come to us. If we simply ask and we want it, it will come forth to us?
Sure. Yes. Just stay alert to what you're drawn to. You'll be drawn to. You'll see an ad in a newspaper for a speaker. People tuned into this radio show today or other shows that you've offered, and they just kind of listen. They go, oh, my goodness, that kind of makes sense. They'll feel this calling, this pulling, this drawing inside to go and do this. Maybe it's a movie. They'll be drawn towards attending a particular movie, and they'll have an awareness or an insight during that film. You know, it's all around all of us. Everyone is being called to this great opportunity. I mean, we are so loved, we are so supported, we are so encouraged to take an opportunity to step forward. And, of course, we can choose. I mean, it's becoming rather apparent, those individuals that are really choosing to step forward with more love, forgiveness, compassion, understanding about quantum physics and consciousness and beliefs and the law of attraction and really beginning to understand that. And those people who are choosing to stay more in their limited thinking or lower vibrational ways of being, and as the planet itself raises its vibration, the lower vibrations just simply won't be able to survive. They can't thrive in an environment that isn't supportive of their particular frequency. So a little bit like health needs a particular vibration to survive inside the body. So when our body, when we are in a joyful, love-filled or happy state, health is easily restored to the body and maintained. And when we move into those sad, angry, regretful, guilt kinds of states, it is difficult for our immune system to function the way it could. And so what we find is that the people who are being uplifted are becoming more joyful, more happy, more free, more spontaneous. They may also wonder if they're going crazy, because they will notice that the mind is not getting the satisfaction that it used to. It's not making sense. The activities of their life don't make sense to the mind, and that's part of the growth. The mind is just in charge of the first three chakras. That's the three-dimensional world. Once we have mastered the three-dimensional world and it's our time to move into the energetic realms, meaning understand more about divinity, then the mind's role has to step aside and the internal guidance takes over. So when internal guidance takes over, the mind has to become quiet. It has to step out of the way. We no longer listen to the logic and reason and rationalness to support the kinds of activities that we are selecting to do. It doesn't mean we're doing anything foolish. It doesn't mean we're taking a huge risk with our life and health. It just means that we are now drawn forward in new ways from a new source of guidance that doesn't have to have everything predictable and linear and sequential. It understands that we can make quantum leaps. We can take huge steps simply and easily. So it's magnificent. And it's time to do one more list. I see that
we have 4 minutes
on.
Left. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Perfect. So if everyone would just bring to mind 5 or 6 more items that you'd like to have different in your life, you can do that. And the energy will continue after the show for as long as needed to address these next group of items that you're thinking of now. So take just a moment, and we'll do that. And that's good. Okay. Perfect. And there's one more opportunity that's free that I'd like to mention that I haven't, that I have an ongoing prayer list, and I pray for people. And if you have someone in your life or yourself or your pets or anything, anyone that you would like to have prayers said for, I personally say prayers for all of these people. And all you need to do is send go to the website, joedunning.com, and click on the prayer list and send an email to that email address. And all that's needed is just the first name of the person. I don't need last names. I don't need what the condition is. Just first name of the person, if you know their first name. If you don't know their first name, use their last name. That's fine. And then I say prayers for that individual for a month. So that keeps them on the prayer list for a month. And so you're welcome to send those names in as well, so that we can really start assisting everyone to have the life they'd like to have. And there's no charge for it. It's free. It's just a way to help serve and assist and get things moving for everyone.
Wow. So we can even send in names of people who might not even know that we're sending it in for? I mean, will that still work?
Absolutely. Because prayer is universal. So I don't need permission to pray for someone. If I'm going to work specifically on a condition, then I need their permission. So instead, I will just pray for them. And the energy knows exactly what's needed. So just send in their name. That's it. And I will personally say prayers for those people for an entire month. And
okay.
I'm delighted to do that. And send an email then and say what's happening. We get so many lovely emails of, I put out so-and-so on the prayer list and they had this wonderful change take place. So it's always nice to hear what's happening.
Great. And we are out of time, but I just want to tell everybody to go to www.joedunning.com. Joe, thank you so much. This was absolutely fantastic. I feel absolutely wonderful.
Great. I'm just delighted. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Okay. And for everyone else, we will talk to you next week. Send those emails into us and let us know what happened. Thank you again, Joe, and to all my beautiful, wonderful listeners. I will talk to you next week.
Blog Talk Radio.